Congo's elections are coming. Will it ease violence? Missionaries in India face a deportation controversy, and school supplies open doors for hope and help for needy children. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tensions are mounting ahead of the Democratic Republic of Congo's presidential elections. The runoff vote takes place on Sunday. Dr. Robert Paul is president of LifeWind International, formerly known as Medical Ambassadors International. He says the elections aren't likely to end the trouble.
What goes on below the surface at ground level is a continual chronic situation of just desperate poverty for the vast majority of the people in the country. And that's really where our own work is focused.
Their work, Paul says, is a fully integrated approach to community health evangelism. He adds, unrest won't interrupt them because they don't rely on outside help.
The leadership within that community is trained, equipped, empowered, and so that evangelism, discipleship, church planting, leadership development, and community and health and development issues are all addressed simultaneously with the community leadership taking the lead in that process.
Next, according to a report from the Hindustan Times, the Bharatiya Janata Party's vice president in Andhra Pradesh is calling for the ouster of evangelical workers. He specifically demanded the deportation of foreign missionaries from the country because of the number of religious conversions among the tribal populations there. The BJP seeks a Hindu nationalist state. Anti-conversion laws are actively enforced in Orissa, Madhya Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, and Chhattisgarh. Listening to Mission Network News. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 06 Student Missions Convention in St. Louis, Missouri is exactly 2 months away. Already 17,000 people have registered for it. Pastor James Williams is Urbana's representative to the local Christian community. He says Urbana 06 will do more than focus on college students.
This conference is definitely going to have an emphasis on training pastors to focus on getting their members involved in world missions and short-term missions, as well as church leaders. With Rick Warren coming, this will definitely be an event for church leaders.
He's recruiting up to 3,000 volunteers. I asked Williams if he's a little nervous about his responsibilities.
A little nervous is not the word. Big nervous. But it's exciting, though. It's a kind of exciting nervous because I can't think of anything greater, more important than evangelizing the world.
Go to urbana.org to register as a participant or to volunteer. Next, thousands heard the gospel and thousands more received leadership training in 2006 with Sammy Tippett Ministries. They've ended their 2006 travel season and are now reflecting on God's blessing. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says,
every place we just had tremendous response. There is a harvest. And we just saw thousands of people come to Christ.
Tippett traveled to 10 countries, including those closed to the gospel. He says leadership programming is being offered in various languages online and on television in Persian.
Our broadcast spans all of Europe and the Middle East. There is, for instance, a church that has been begun in Belgium as a result of our television broadcast. And I haven't been in Belgium, but a church has been started of Persian believers.
As Tippett looks at 2007, he's excited what God's doing.
In the darkest and most dangerous places is where we're seeing the rising movement of God's Spirit and people coming to Christ.
And for orphans and poor children in many poverty-stricken countries, writing paper, pencils, or pens are a luxury beyond reach. Global aid networker GAIN-USA is currently collecting small packages of school supplies called care packs. Volunteers deliver them on Global Aid Network's short-term mission trips, who also share the life-changing message of Jesus Christ with each participant. If you want to get involved or want more information, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.